Message number 540. A great clash will become apparent and man will separate from man. Brother against brother. Wednesday, September 5, 2012 at 02:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter nation, after nation is going through a transition right now. Not one nation can fail to understand that much change is in the air. Not only do the laws which govern their countries begin to change, but the faith they once had seems to have evaporated. Fewer priests, fewer servants in my Christian church are coming forward to defend the laws of God. Nor do they shout their allegiance to me. Instead, their voices are but whispers amidst the noise of voices which rant and promote self-love. The Word of God is being devoured by the voices of the atheists who disguise their voices behind the cloak of government laws which are being amended in the name of so-called justice, tolerance for the good of all. The lies being presented before you are designed to destroy not only the Word of my Father but Christianity throughout the world. The apostasy has spread like wildfire and has almost reached breaking point. This is the time for the intervention of God. Enough lies. The king of lies deceives God's children everywhere. Do not follow your governments who proclaim the word of God to be a lie. Do not accept new laws which condone mortal sin. Fight, all of you. Stand up for what is right. Do not allow laws promoted by the king of lies to grasp you and your families into a bottomless pit. Should you allow laws which ban the practice of your faith, you will suffer. Your souls will lack nourishment and you will become distant from me. But should you accept murder and abortion and not stand up against such evil, then your country will be punished by the hand of God. While the apostasy continues to spread everywhere, conversion is on the other hand growing, and soon the two will collide head on. A great clash will become apparent and man will separate from man. Brother against brother. Neighbor against neighbor. There will be two camps, those who love God and those who don't. I will give every soul the chance to decide which camp they wish to become part of, in the hope that they will choose me, their beloved Savior. You, my disciples, through your prayers, especially the recital of the Litany of the Grace of Immunity, can bring more souls to me. Then I will snatch the good into my bosom as foretold, and in the blink of an eye they will be taken to safety. My promise is to save mankind. But the final choice will be down to each soul through their own free will. Your Jesus.